Mornings on Houston's Eagle.
All right, birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy. He bought a file cabinet, like from a used furniture store. And when he got it home, his wife told us about this. The drawer fell apart, like the ball bearings and everything. And so it just didn't work. He's been calling, trying to get it serviced. And now we're going to call and not help.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Joe, please.
Joe here.
Joe, this is Tim Nelson. I'm calling from Used Furniture. Had a call.
All right, thanks for calling back. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I had several messages that you'd called about something with the furniture you bought.
The wooden file cabinet I bought, it was the one that was like right in the window. I don't know if you remember it.
No.
It was a nice wooden file cabinet, and worked great in the store, and I got it home, and second time I opened the drawer, the runner stuck on me. Came apart, bearings fell out, won't come back in, it's jammed. And I was just calling to see if there's anything you guys could do about that, I hope.
Joe, unfortunately, you know, we're used furniture, and when you purchase something, you're purchasing as is. So it does not cover by any kind of warranty. I mean, this was...
as is shouldn't mean jury-rigged to hold it together for 2 minutes, you know, while somebody looks at it. Are you the one I dealt with down there? Because, you know, he slid the drawer in and out. It seemed to work fine the one time. And then, you know, he made sure he taped it up real quick so I could carry it out of there without there being a problem. But I think that was more to cover up the fact that it was really, really shaky. So.
Yeah, for such a great value. I mean, you probably paid, what, $35 or $40 for that?
I paid $45.
So. Okay, $45.
It was a nice wood thing.
And so people know when they come in that they check it out fully. I mean, you go around that with a fine-tooth comb. If you find an issue, we'll dicker on the price. But if you checked it and it worked when it left, that's what we have to stick by. I mean, it's as is.
I sort of feel like I was a little bit tricked here by you guys because it's a used piece, but, you know, used doesn't have to mean abused.
Plus, how do we know that when you get it home that you didn't do something? I mean...
Whoa. Listen, I want the filing cabinet to work.
For all I know, you broke it.
I did not. What the hell, man? This is the kind of business you run?
We run a 5-star, approved by the Better Business Bureau. We're A+. I don't have issues.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be 5-star for long at this rate. I mean, this is like flat-out rip-off. I mean, what the f*** are you guys doing down there?
Hey. Back off on the language, okay?
Listen,
You don't need to talk to me like that. I don't need to hear that.
Well, I don't need this piece of crap thing that you sold me that you stuck together for 5 seconds just so I could get it home and then have it fall right apart.
And I don't need an angry guy on the phone yelling at me and using language that I don't approve of.
Yelp is going to hear about this. I'm really sick of merchants ripping people off, put this thing in the storeroom window like it's some kind of show horse, and then I get it home and it works twice.
Man, if you checked it
twice.
Better.
I didn't even put anything in the damn thing. It's funny now. Now you're laughing over there? You think this is hilarious? You ripped off another guy and this is funny as hell.
No. I don't laugh at people. I'm laughing at you because this is not the office furniture store. It's Dean and Raj. This is the birthday scam.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is from your wife. She told us about the issue with the furniture and... Easy. She thought it might get your goat, and it did.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Was I, like, cursing on the radio and stuff? I am so sorry.
Yeah, that's an FCC violation, sir. But we'll
fix that.
Edit that out. Yeah, and
tell your wife we called, and we'll hope you have a great birthday.
Hey, you can't fix the filing cabinet, can you?
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.